You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Oh, good morning, everybody. I'm in a foul mood today. I called the president an
really?
Idiot. I know. I need to be dragged off and put into a box.
No, we won't drag you off.
I was actually trapped in my parking lot this morning, Patrick. A mechanical gate would not let me out. I was stuck there for an hour. So I just.
Same thing happened to me, Arwana.
Give me a title.
Happy birthday,
John. Yeah, it's my birthday. Okay,
No more of that.
We want to know if you have a title for this campaign, if it's a B-movie serial. Send it to 877-8-MY-TAKE, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Patrick, do you have a title for a B-movie if this campaign was
I
a
think
serial?
I do.
What?
The Revenge of the 50-Foot Woman.
The Revenge of the 50-Foot Woman? That's pretty good.
Why? That sounds almost very critical.
Well, let's think about that for a moment and move on for a second. Last night, as all of you heard, Barack Obama had a lot of thank yous.
Thank you to our campaign manager, David Plouffe, who never gets any credit but has built the best political organization in the country. Thank you to my grandmother.
Listen to that crowd, 38,000 people, which raises the question, how do you measure what's happened in this campaign? 5 months, 35 million votes cast, record crowds at events all over the country, 56 contests, $500 million raised in the longest Democratic primary in recent memory, finally over. Well, you know, we want to take a look at what set of data points we have on the electorate based on this very long and interesting campaign. And joining us now is Peter Brown, Assistant Director of the Quinnipiac Polling Institute. Peter, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. By the way, it wasn't a B-movie, but how about The Longest Day?
Longest Day. Love it. Love it. That was an A-movie. I love that, The Longest Day. That's nice. A war movie from back in the 1970s, I believe. Maybe the 60s.
1961, actually.
1961, that's great. Peter, so what you have a lot of data points here. I mean, what are you looking at? What did the electorate do these past 5 months, and how much of it is going to reemerge in November?
Well, that's the big question. Senator Obama has done a number of things very, very well. He certainly understood the rules of the Democratic nomination contest because he won this nomination in the caucuses. He didn't win them in the primaries. He actually lost primaries, if you think about it. In terms of total delegates, but he dominated caucuses, so he gets an A plus for organization. David Plouffe is worth his weight in gold.
On the caucus point, I think Obama won 13 caucuses. Clinton only won one.
Right, and that's the difference.
That's interesting. I mean, but if you look at these sort of popular vote totals, and of course Hillary is saying she won the popular
vote.
Right,
it's virtually dead even.
Right.
But look, just as popular votes don't win the Electoral College, popular votes don't win a nomination. The rules are the rules.
Well, moving aside from the nomination process for a moment, I mean, the numbers that turned out for the Democrats, how does that compare with the numbers that turned out for the Republicans at every
state? Obviously much, much higher. But there is an assumption that because you a candidate had high turnout in the spring in the primaries and caucuses, that candidate would win the state would win in the fall, and candidly, there's not a correlation. In fact, there's a negative correlation. There's a professor at Manchester College in Indiana who did a study of every presidential primary. The gentleman's name, by the way, is Lawrence Williams. I don't want to steal his research, and he found that between 1972 and 2004, there was no correlation in terms of candidates who got the higher turnout in a spring contest, a spring primary caucus in a particular state, and who won that state in November. And in fact, it's actually a negative correlation.
Really? So the Democrat states where people turned out in record numbers, like, for example, Florida, could actually be a negative indicator for the Democrats in the
fall? Well, it's not necessarily that. History says it doesn't necessarily get you the state. And now part of that is obvious because it's a study of the last 32 years, and Democrats have not been incumbents very much in the last 32 years, so that there's always a bigger fight in the out party than there is in the in party for the nomination.
So we, at the very least, we can say there's a split. I mean, you said the popular vote is dead even. What would you do with this split if you were a Democratic strategist going forward?
Well, I think Barack Obama, you know, was a very smart guy, and his political people are a very smart guy. And you heard his speech last night. He may have only used change 19 times, did you say?
That's right.
But he's going to be using that word from now to November. Change, the electorate has defined so far change as different from George Bush. And that is a very successful strategy. And one would assume that Senator Obama will make that argument so much that everybody's going to be sick of it, whether they like Senator Obama or don't like Senator Obama.
Well, John McCain was saying, you know, what kind of change do you want? There's the right kind of change and wrong kind of change. Is that going to work?
Well, we'll find out in November. I mean, Senator McCain is quite competitive today, and frankly, that should be a surprise. We have an economy that most people think is in recession, even though it does not yet currently fit the definition of recession. We have a very unpopular war. We have a president whose rating in the Gallup poll is the second lowest in the history of that poll. History says, you know, your political scientists would tell you that the candidate of the party in that situation should be 15 points behind.
Hmm.
And he's not. He's competitive he's competitive nationally, and he's competitive in the key states. And the real question on Senator Obama is, and it came up during the primaries, is how his strengths and weakness in the Democratic primaries, demographically, will translate into the November election.
Well, that's certainly the data point we're going to be looking at between now and November. Peter Brown, Assistant Director of the Quinnipiac Polling Institute, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.